This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. As always, you can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that is on your mind. Our toll free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Normally on Mondays, Melanie joins us, and she's here. Hey, Melanie. But abnormally, Mark is all of a sudden back in town.
That's right. I've rolled on in and just taken my seat.
You did, really. I mean, you kind of gave us a heads up last night, I think, that you were coming
back. I've known kind of when I was coming in generally for a few weeks, and I really failed miserably in letting anybody that I care about in New Hampshire know that I was coming back.
Well, you did say at the end of an Acapulco that you intended to come back within a couple few weeks.
Yeah.
So it has been a few weeks at this point, almost a month since an Acapulco. So yeah, just about three and a half weeks. So welcome back.
Thank you.
You went on the high seas for a while. You were on a boat that you had put a painstaking amount of time and effort into purchasing, and kind of got burned out on that.
Well, I mean, I kind of wondered to myself what this seasteading thing, like, is it possible to find freedom on the open ocean and that sort of thing? Can you go, say, 12 miles out and, you know, check out, you know, be out there and be free and that kind of thing? I would say that that's probably possible in a boat that is significantly larger than my 35-foot catamaran. When we were out there, all I found was seasickness. we did catch some fish, but this boat, this boat isn't really made for that kind of boating, and frankly, I wonder how big you'd have to be to kind of hang out that far out and sort of...
What's the farthest out you should... like safely go with a boat like this, then
you can go around the world in the boat that I have. People have gone around the world in things the size of canoes.
I see.
It's just that
it's not very comfortable.
No, I don't remember who went where, but somebody recently like paddle boarded from Florida to Cuba or something. You can go anywhere you want. And a paddle board is a stand up surfboard essentially with a big long paddle. You look like guys from Venice. Oh, Solomon.
So you got seasick?
I got seasick
more than
times.
Once.
Yeah, I did find
because of the the motion of the ocean, so to speak.
They call it seasick.
Fall.
Yeah, I found.
Did you puke?
Yeah.
Is that always what happens when you're seasick?
No.
Or can you sometimes just feel?
Most of the time, you just don't feel good.
Yeah. What about your family? How do they handle it?
Better.
Really?
Yeah. Laura is. I always say this wrong, but a very accomplished diver. I mean, rather than trying to say dive master or master diver or whatever the heck the term is, she doesn't have the certifications that she used to when she'd take
they
people.
They aspire, right?
They do.
Yeah.
But she is a very accomplished diver. She's used to this kind of thing, and you know, she just did better with it. Jack, he felt sick a couple times. I put on a bracelet thing that has like a little nodule that pushes in on the inside of your wrist between the two tendons there.
What's that supposed to do?
Supposed to prevent seasickness, and I can say that I did not get seasick after I put it on.
Huh.
We also didn't go that far out after I put it on.
I see.
There were just not that many. You know, I just found it. I'm like, oh, this is my work.
Now, where were you mostly going? Gulf of Mexico? Like, where did you... I know you took the boat down the East Coast initially because you purchased it in, like, Connecticut or something.
We went from New London, Connecticut to Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hurricane Matthew sort of came through and we had mishaps. So we put it up on the hard. That's pulling it out of the water and putting up it on
dry dock. Yeah. Is that a dry dock?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know what all the terms are.
Right.
They just say put it on the hard.
All right.
And then I took it out on December 1st or thereabouts. We took it out in South Carolina, took it down to Sarasota, Florida, through the Okeechobee, down the Intercoastal Waterway. Well, we actually crossed a couple of times. So we crossed from Charleston to St. Augustine, outside of that's in the ocean, in the Atlantic.
Okay.
And then we got to the Intercoastal, and then we took the Intercoastal to the Okeechobee Waterway, which is part of the Intercoastal, and took it across.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
There's a canal that separates all of Florida.
No kidding.
The bottom of Florida is actually an island.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
from.
I lived there my whole life for 26 years.
I didn't know either. Huh. There's a canal that separates that all of Florida. The bottom, the South Florida is an island.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go. It's a man-made island, but an island nonetheless.
Okay.
It's like the island of Manhattan.
So you cut over through to the Gulf of Mexico at that point.
Yes. We were in the Gulf and then the intercoastal alternately from Fort Myers, which is where the Okeechobee Waterway comes through, to Sarasota. And then we parked it in Sarasota for Christmas, which turned out to be like 5 weeks as we got a few things fixed. And, you know, it had been a 7 week crossing. Yep. Things needed to be fixed.
Did you have to take barnacles off of it once you put it up in the dry dock?
I didn't want to go in Sarasota Bay in a bathing suit and scrub the side of the boat. I was just like, nope. I have too many big things going around in here. Not going to do it.
I see.
Once I could see in the water, I was willing to get in and sort of scrub the boat, but I just wasn't willing to do it when the water was murky, tannin, lake, you know, river water. Nope, not going to do it.
So,
by the way, dolphins scare me, and I think
why they're nice.
Dolphins
they?
Are evil.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They're like just sentient enough to be evil, and they'll like push you out to sea and try to kill you and stuff.
I don't believe that at all. Come on. That sounds like a terrible myth.
I don't know how many good dolphin stories versus bad dolphin stories are, but you've only seen the good dolphin stories.
So you've seen some bad dolphin stories?
Sure, dolphins will try to hump you and kill you as a result.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, like a 1,200-pound animal decides that it's going to stick it in your ear or whatever.
That could be bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Yikes. Right. So and that's not what I'm scared of. I'm just scared of large things in the water. I'm scared of manatees. Anything. I just don't like large things in the water.
All right.
And even if something's not trying to hurt you, if it weighs five times as much as you do, and it's not particularly intelligent, then it could end up killing you.
I did look long and hard for the bad manatee story, and I couldn't find one. There is no story of a human being, the best I can tell, harmed in any significant way by a manatee.
Now, how many phones did you lose over the
only one
time frame? Okay.
Only one $500 phone.
And when I say lose, you know where it went.
Oh, I know where it went. Yeah. I put it in a dry box, clicked it shut, and the dry box's black rubber seal had apparently corroded or something.
Uh-oh.
So that when I opened up the dry box, it was full of water.
So it was I thought it fell off the side of the boat.
Yeah. Well, no? I just said drop my phone in the water for a shorthand, but that's not what happened.
So where is this dry box? Like in the bottom of the boat or something where it like fills up with, like where would it have gotten so much water?
This is a little dry box that my wife had for keeping her her snorkel or whatever, her face mask in. And it didn't need to be dry then, so I just grabbed it, not understanding that it wasn't functional as a dry box and was using it as a dry box. And it.
But how did it get so waterlogged if it was on the ship?
Well, okay. There's a boat that gets to the boat. So my
A dinghy,
a 35 foot catamaran is called the Sovereign Nation of Summer Breeze, right? And then the Sovereign Nation of Summer Breeze has its own navy. So we have a dinghy called the Navy.
Yeah.
And in the Navy, which is an inflatable 8 foot boat, water gets in it. It rains. All kinds of things happen. You know, just there's some I don't know. Water gets in, and it. When you go quickly, the boat kind of leans up in front and leans down and back, and the water kind of goes towards the back. And if you have your
dry box there,
which is just a tiny box back there, and it leaks, then pretty soon you've got a little swimming pool for your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what happened. So then we took the boat from Sarasota. I went down to the Keys. We went to Marathon, which is where we sort of landed, and then went up to Isla Mirada and then Pinnacamp, which is in Key Largo. We did a bunch of snorkeling and had a wonderful time, and then basically retraced our steps back to Sarasota.
So on Mark's midlife crisis so far, you've gone to Belize, hoping that you could find some sort of, love for living in a place like Belize, and that didn't really work out for you. You kind of came back and
I like San Ignacio, but I again
you didn't like the fact that there weren't roads or whatever, and I forget all the other things.
No, I'm just saying that you've got to appreciate the things you have in America, that there's a lot of nice things about living in the United States.
Right.
I didn't, I can tell you that I categorically am not interested in living on a boat full time.
Right, so that's another one. Nice, cross that one off the list.
It's a nice cabin on the water, and you can go places and do things, but not
going to sell it?
No, I don't think so.
Not yet.
No.
What? I mean, how much longer
does it... Just because you don't want to live in something doesn't mean you don't want to use it
well,
keep it.
That's true.
You have a tent, don't you?
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, but I don't have to pay rent to store the tent every single month, which could probably
it's
burn
a big,
on
nice
you.
Floating
that's
tent.
Only kind of true.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450-3733, and you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, Bitcoin.com recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. That's not good news. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions, like smaller ones, for instance.
Right. A lot of times, if you're running a business and say you're, I don't know, maybe you're like Local Burger here in Keene, New Hampshire, that accepts Bitcoins for small meals, you know, $10 or whatever is their, you know, the ticket price. If you are going to move out your Bitcoin, you decide, I'm going to take my Bitcoin, I'm going to cash it in, I like the rate right now, and I'm going to get my money. That guy, with all those transactions, is probably going to get hit really heavy as far as fees go. And that was one of the selling points of Bitcoin in the beginning was, hey, low transaction fees beats MasterCard and Visa.
And so so Bitcoin.com says that the fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased tension concerning the block size debate, which is ongoing. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. You can learn more about this over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. In fact, I know, Mark, you actually have some information from a news story tonight from Bitcoin.com that you wanted to share, and I think we should get into that here shortly. But first, we go to Hung Like Jesus on the line in Georgia. Hello, Hung.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. you know, I don't have anything really. I just want to say I'm so glad to hear Mark is back. You know, I love all the co-hosts. I really do. But Ian and Mark together is like, that's like Free Talk Live to me. You're like the peanut butter to Ian's jelly.
Oh, God. At least I get to be peanut butter. Peanut butter is so much better than jelly.
I like marmalade, orange marmalade.
Yeah, I figured you would. What about you, Hung Like Jesus? What's your preference on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I feel like grape jam.
Grape jam?
Now, what is the difference between jam and jelly? Does one have, like, pieces of fruit in it and the other doesn't, or is there no difference?
I guess it could have pieces of fruit in it, but jam is easier to spread. Jelly is like jello. Jam is
smoother.
Thicker and, yeah, I guess you can say smoother. It spreads easier.
All right, good to know. I've learned something tonight.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence. I'm glad to be back.
Now, were you calling in beyond any other Hey Mark kind of call?
Actually, that's not it. No, I've been really good. I haven't been, I've been triggered, but I've been keeping my trigger finger away from the phone, so.
Well, that's bad for us, though. We want people to call in when they're upset.
I want people to call in
when they're feeling passionate or triggered or whatever. Because
and that's when you're going to teach us something, too.
Yeah, maybe. But
maybe.
I thought I was calling in too much, and I thought I would just give other people a chance.
No, man. I mean, look, we appreciate hearing from anybody out there. I mean, if you call every night, then you become a chronic caller. But, you know, some chronics are better than others.
What
right?
do you call every night if you have something to say?
Right.
Other
right.
than, I hate traffic cameras or I like traffic cameras for the eighth time in a row.
Yeah.
With no reasoning.
So listen, I have something that's been on my mind.
All right. That's what we want to hear. Go ahead.
How is it? You know, I know it's been like this since politics began, but how is it that so many people can be so passionate about being so wrong about something? I mean, it's like, to me, it's like, what is it like? It's like, this whole Trump presidency is more, it's more so to me of revenge than anything else.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. It's just so right. I mean, it's just so corrupt. I mean, what is it? It hadn't even been 2 months.
It's a mess. Is the guy going to get impeached? I really would like to know.
Over what?
I don't think he's going to make it for 2 years. I really don't.
It looks, there's a good chance that the Trump administration, somebody in the Trump administration, or maybe up to Trump himself, colluded with the Russians to, you know, during the election. And that is just, that's bad, bad, bad stuff, right?
If you're running on Make America Great Again.
Well, but it's not like countries operate in isolation.
They do not.
They fire with each other like everybody else.
Sure.
Of course that is the case. But this would just be so flagrant. It would just have to go down in history as some sort of...
I mean, I think that's Trump's thing, though, is to just be flagrant. Just, like, be as obnoxious as possible. Mm-hmm. And then people will vote for him, like, out of spite.
I don't even think he does it on purpose. I think he's just so he's just so self-centered. I don't even think, I think it's just the way he. I don't think he even realizes how he is. I don't think he even knows. I think he's just.
Well, he's probably surrounded by a bunch of yes men, like all politicians are, and so, you know, he's only in an echo chamber, and of course, there are people who will tweet nasty things at him or whatever, but it's easy to ignore the haters once you get to a certain point. You can just shut them out. I don't know. It's interesting. It sure is entertaining. It's way more entertaining than any other presidency.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. And it bears mentioning every single time that Trump wouldn't be president of the United States if the Democrats hadn't allowed Hillary Clinton to attempt to throw the DNC.
I'm kind of glad that I don't have to listen to Hillary for the next 8 years, because that would be really annoying. I mean, and if they're both going to kill people and rob people and bomb people either way...
But Trump's making Obama look like a peace prize winner.
Is he really? Is he doing a lot of bombings?
There's a lot of, from what I'm seeing at anywar.com, that's absolutely
right, true. I really honestly think that Hillary would have bombed people just to prove that she's...
manly enough.
He's right. She's a girl and she can bomb too. Hey, Hung, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you as always. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE.
And in Trump's defense, I'm glad that, today was the hearings for Neil Gorsuch, who's going to replace Scalia there on the court, and I think he's a pretty darn good choice. If you're a mainline Republican picking a person to be a judge for the Supreme Court, I think that this Gorsuch guy is about as libertarian as you can get in that area.
That is a meaningless statement. The idea that a Supreme Court judge is in any way libertarian seems ridiculous to me.
Well, Brennan kind of was for criminal purposes, not so much for economic purposes.
Sure, you can probably find that to be true about some of them, right?
You had a libertarian ruling, because it doesn't really mean anything in a vacuum, but Brennan was pretty libertarian from a criminal defense standpoint, although he was not at all that from an economic standpoint.
Let's go to Phil in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Hey, Phil.
Hey, I just want to say welcome back to Mark. I was glad to see that he made it back from the TSA without being harassed too much.
Yeah, I lost three knives on the trip to Anarchapulco and back.
Bastards.
Did you lose them on the way back or on the way
both.
To?
Yeah, one of them, the credit card one that folds out into a knife. Mexicans got that from me. I didn't even know I had it.
Okay.
In commemoration of Mark coming back, I've re-upped my amplifier that I put last year for financial reasons.
Oh, good.
Gold amplifier.
Well, thank you.
And I was wondering if you could tell me how others could get involved with the AMP program, Mark.
Absolutely. So what the AMP program is a program where you can support Free Talk Live and our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty far and wide. The more it's really just about dollars and cents. The more dollars and cents we have, the more places that we can get distributed. And we don't use these for paychecks. End of story. This is about distribution.
Daryl gets paid because he does affiliate relations work.
But
you
need
and I
him
do not.
For that.
You and I do not.
Right.
And that's
freetalklive.com/AMP.
That's correct, or amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Phil, for the call tonight. Let's continue with some issues here. We're going to get into those coming up, specifically one about Bitcoin.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Mark has a story about Liberstad and Bitcoin. What is Liberstad? Well, many of our listeners probably don't know, because I think we've only talked about it maybe once or twice at the most. It's not to be confused with Liberland, but the project does have some similarities. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. And, Mark, I know you were upset because you didn't have a chance to comment, and Melanie also, about favorite peanut butter and jelly or jam preferences.
Yes.
So go ahead with that.
Well, first off, I'd like to say that all that stuff is a lubrication so that the peanut butter doesn't stick in your throat as you swallow.
It's also a sweetener, right? It's just a lot of sugar. Right?
So is peanut butter. Come on, yeah. Man. Have you ever looked at the people who call peanut butter protein are not able to read.
Well, you can buy real peanut butter, though.
Yes.
It costs like twice as much. But
sure. My wife does, and it separates, and then the oil's on the top.
You stir.
You dump out most of the oil, and then you mix it.
It's offensive.
You're not supposed to dump the oil out, though.
I mean, but it makes it less greasy.
It's offensive. I've just decided, look, honey, I'll eat all the kale and, whatever organic stuff she cooks and all that stuff, but I'm going to eat my peanut butter. We're getting a second jar of peanut butter, and we're going to have some Jif in the house. And, you know, what I feel like having, because I don't believe the peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a meal. I think it's a pastry.
It's a snack.
Yeah, it's a pastry.
It's
a donut, as far as you look into sugar and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but on the boat, we ate quite a few of them because they're easy to make. And
sure.
If you're getting sloshed
around. For a while, too, mm-hmm. The peanut butter. Bread, not so, so much.
My preference is Smucker's, blackberry, Smucker's, blackberry, whatever it is. I don't know if it's preserved, jam, jelly, I don't know.
And Melanie?
I mean, the realest stuff I can find is preferably grape jelly, but...
What's the realest?
Well, for jelly, that would just mean like no corn syrup, no
okay.
vegetable syrup of any kind. Peanut butter pretty much can just be like crushed peanuts, like the not organic necessarily because that's just extra money for no reason. But
yeah,
just kind of the less sugar, just basically peanuts.
Gotcha.
You know, preferably if I feel like paying for it. Otherwise, you can find peanut butter without corn syrup in it that still has the high sugar, but it's cheaper than the actual what I'm going to call real peanut butter. But yeah,
I enjoyed the peanuts on the airplane. That we had in Mexico. Do they still do peanuts on
yeah, they
United
do,
States
they're really
airplanes?
Good because yes. they have honey on them.
Okay, because I didn't know if they could do it with like all the peanut allergy people around if it was too
One flight
risky.
I was on, they announced that they weren't going to do peanuts because somebody
was on board.
Had a peanut allergy. I think they ask you that when you buy a ticket.
Okay, could be.
I've never been asked that.
And then, so then they give you cookies.
All right, so anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to on food preferences. But also, we've got news about Bitcoin and Libertad still to come here tonight. And I do want to let you know about MyPillow, which is definitely my preference to go to sleep on. Which did you have your MyPillow down on the boat?
Yep, everything. The MyPillow traveled is in my bag now. Yeah. I just don't want to sleep on anything that's not MyPillow.
It's a great product. I've been using it now for almost a year. And it is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's fantastic. You can also wash it, put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get one at half off or two for the price of one. So up to you how many you get there, and you do have 60 days to decide whether you like it or not. If you don't, you send it back, they'll send you your purchase price back to you. And the pillow, if you do keep it, is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So they really stand behind their products over at MyPillow.com. Code FTL gets you the half off discount as we continue. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. You may dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So, Mark, what is the story here? Liberstad, not to be confused with Liberland. Liberland being about a 3-square-mile plot of land, basically in a swamp, between Serbia and
Croatia.
And Croatia, thank you. In the Danube River.
Danube, yeah.
Yeah. That is a future project to where libertarian types are supposed to be moving to that plot of land. They've run up against some difficulties with the Croatian government arresting them for going on to that particular area. And I haven't heard anything recently from the Liberlanders, and unfortunately we missed Vit Jedlika, who is the president of Liberland. He was apparently at an Acapulco, but I never, I didn't see him.
So. I got to talk to him briefly.
Oh,
he
really?
Said he was going to be on the show, but, he's busy like anybody.
Sure. So what's Liberstad in comparison?
Coming from Bitcoin.com, written by Kevin Helms, libertarian city, Liberstad, in Norway, is moving forward using Bitcoin as primary currency.
Now, let's be clear. That's a great headline, but it's not a city.
Well, it's a proposed
city. Is anyone
city.
Living there at
no,
this point?
Not a city.
If anyone's living there, it's somebody in a tent, and they're very cold, right? Because there's nothing in this place.
A project in rural Norway,
yes.
Liberstad, aims to create a private, tax-free city for libertarians who respect the non-aggression principle and private property rights.
That's awesome.
Holding a pre-sale now, the project's organizers accept Bitcoin for land and plan to make it the city's primary currency. Bitcoin.com talked to John Holmsland, the general manager of the company that operates Liberstad, or hopes to operate Liberstad, to learn more about how the project is progressing. Holmsland and his team started looking at properties for Liberstad in August 2015 and found my Norwegian, not great. Tjeldund Farm, with the approximate size, location, internet and electrical connection, water supply and good construction ground, and no permanent residence in the surrounding properties. That's what they were looking for, and that's what he told Bitcoin.com. An agreement was made to rent this property until May 19 to give them time to sell at least 15 hectares of plots, then buy the property for 5 million Norwegian kroner for the pre-sale, which started on August the 15th last year. Each plot of 1,000 square meters, that's a hectare,
one
right?
hectare is 2.47 acres.
Yes. 2.47?
That's what it says here.
Good size. Okay. So each plot of 1,000 meters, now that's a square kilometer, mm-hmm. Costs 35,000 Norwegian kroner, about $4,000. And the reserve price is 7,000, that's $800. If the land sale target
some woods.
Is reached. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But they're saying there's internet out there?
I guess.
Huh. All right.
Development will start June the 1st after rezoning and
waiting
for the government to approve the development plan. Holmsland estimates the full development could begin within 24 to 36 months. During that time, the team plans to build roads, campsites, and concert areas for landowners to use free of charge. Initially, the team aims to create a completely private city where all land is privately owned and on the public services are provided by private actors through voluntary means.
But there's still the Norwegian government that has dominion over this particular land. I don't remember when we first talked. It's been months since we talked about Liverstad, so I don't recall what, if anything, they've negotiated with the Norwegian government or the state. Or, you know, there might be some sort of canton, or I forget what the divisions are in Norway. But, you know, there's some kind of government gang going to be around there somewhere, right? So
at this point, it's very difficult not to find that. And we have that in New Hampshire,
well, that's
too.
Well, that's what makes the Liberland interesting, because they've claimed a no man's land. They've claimed an area that's supposedly not claimed by either Serbia or Croatia.
They're still negotiating with governments for recognition.
That's
right?
True.
And they're going to go to the UN to some extent for recognition.
Right.
I mean, governments don't exist in a vacuum. You're used to living as the United States, where they tell the whole rest of the world, you do what we say or we're going to bomb the hell out of you. If you do what we say, we'll give you a nice big check. Like, that's how they do the whole carrot and the stick. But the rest of the governments in this world, they don't function in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
They function with having to negotiate with other governments for things. If you look at Liechtenstein, Andorra, you know, the small governments that are out there, Mallorca, you know, these sorts of places, and you see how they function, they're constantly in negotiations with other governments, which means that those other governments have some level of dominion over them, right?
Now, doesn't Disney World have its own municipality?
Celebration is the city that is in where they sell, yeah, they sell houses in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Celebration.
But is that like a Disney-run municipality?
You can believe they have to obey Florida laws there, yeah. And if there's a murder, that the Orlando County Sheriff's Department or the Orange County Sheriff's Department is going to probably be in there doing some investigation, sure.
Our toll-free number here is 855-453. More about Liberstad coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. It's a different project than Liberland. It's interesting. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can directly support us, besides downloading and listening to the show and sharing us with your friends or family, is by going to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter shop.freetalklive.com, you'll go to Amazon, likely. There's also Walmart and a couple other links there. But there's 3 Amazon links, one for Amazon Canada, one for Amazon U.S., and another for Amazon U.K. You go to the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, and feel good because not only are you getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to, Free Talk Live is getting a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, you're telling us about Liberstad, which is a proposed project that's going to get rolling pretty soon here. They're on a fast track. I'm actually surprised at how quickly this is going, because a lot of these libertarian move here, we're going to change things for the better projects, have a very long-term vision, whether it's seasteading. I don't know where they are right now.
I believe they've gotten a contract with maybe Fiji to create their floating island.
City. Off of the coast of Fiji.
Yeah. Well, within the territorial waters.
Yeah.
The thing is that you can't, now even territorial waters, there's just no place to go.
There was one group that wanted to do something in Honduras, but that got rejected by the Supreme Court.
Yeah. But there was still an opportunity for that to happen. Maybe there's some retraction. The legislature changed something.
I don't remember what that one was even called at this point. I know we had the dude on, but
yeah,
it's been a while. So we haven't heard anything about that. And then there's
Free City Project. Free cities.
Okay.
Free cities.
And then there's Liberland, which is that three square mile area in the Danube River over by Serbia and Croatia.
What I like about
and that's long term. They're not even breaking ground on that one yet.
And the Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty loving individuals to New Hampshire so that they can argue with the government for more freedom. And
that's been going for a while.
That one's
been
arguing
happening.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, that one's actually happening. There are things happening there. There are people moving to New Hampshire. But this one, this Liberstad, they're selling plots right now. And then they're going to break ground as soon as the summer? Is that what you were telling me a moment ago?
Yeah, well, yes. They expect you know, something much more firm in like 36 months or something. But yes.
Oh, okay. I thought they were ending their sale in like 60 days.
Starting to put roads in and that kind of thing. Well, once you get the roads in, then you put the houses
in. Well, that's breaking ground, right? You got to break ground and put a road in.
You do.
Who will build the roads? Apparently, Liberstad.
In Liberstad.
Lots of people will build roads if you don't arrest them for it.
Right.
Basic city services such as kindergartens. It's interesting that you would start there.
It's not really the kind of service I want from my anarchic society.
Mm-hmm. Schools, hospitals, retirement homes, private security services, garbage collection, arbitrary courts, insurance companies will be provided on the internal market or through voluntary organizations free from any tax, force, or coercion. As described, there have been over 500 inquiries, and at least 120 people have placed an order, Holmeslund revealed, from this group. 63 people have paid the deposit so far. Liberstad residents can become members of the Liberstad Internal Market Business Registry, which is a closed market exclusive for residents, Holmeslund described. Residents can use whatever medium of exchange they want, except for national currencies, he elaborated, noting that businesses wanting to accept Norwegian kroner have to follow the Norwegian law and regulations and pay tax and VAT. Hmm. Holmeslund conveyed, adding that they may also have to register with the Norwegian Business Registry. One business can have two registrations.
That's if they're accepting the kroner.
Yes.
One with the idea is if they accept Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, that they would somehow be exempt from Norwegian business registration.
That's the idea. Is that if you're not doing business in kroner, you don't have to get all the, you'd pay the taxes and get all the licenses.
And they said it's going to be a private market, which means that they don't want people to come buy stuff there from outside. They only want the people from within.
I don't know what he means when he says it. Remember, you know, there's some level of translation going on.
Language barrier, right.
And private means not government, perhaps.
Well, he said it was only for the residents, which seems strange.
Well, what are you
going to
do?
But then again, they are out in the middle of nowhere.
Where are you going to buy electrical services if you're not a resident, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Liberstad team has established a Norwegian registered nonprofit corporation called Liberstad Drift AS, which is Liberstad's operator to provide and facilitate the city's public services. Now, I wonder if you, other than putting up solar panels or windmills or whatever, which windmills tend to be nearly universally disappointing, other than putting up solar panels, how are you going to get electric besides buying it from their monopoly?
Well, it says here that on their website, Liberstad.com, that connection to the electrical grid will be voluntary. So you can generate your own electricity or you can buy it from the grid, which, as they said, they were trying to find a plot of land that I guess was remote, but also still had electrical running by it. So they will be able to be connected.
Yeah. So Liberstad can accept both the kroner and Bitcoin. That and other taxes that the state requires will be added for all kroner transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing things by the book, but they're recommending use Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency in order to avoid the taxes. And I think that's pretty interesting. I can tell you in the United States, that we have rules on even trade. A radio station I worked for had to file taxes just for getting script for trades.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so they had to pay taxes on meals that they never bought, if that makes sense. Anyway, we use BitPay for all our Bitcoin transactions. We will also advise all other businesses in Liberstad to do the same, Holmeslund said. In addition, Liberstad Drift AS plans to give discounts to customers paying with Bitcoin for all of its services once Liberstad is up and running. This is to encourage people to start using Bitcoin. Liberstad's future plans include educating and spreading information about economics and the benefits of the free markets and free market money. We also plan to use blockchain technology as a registration system for contracts, property deeds, IDs, and more. Moreover, the team contemplates establishing their own local currency for the internal market, which is backed or tied to Bitcoin, so the transactions are faster and cheaper and probably don't even have to go on to the Bitcoin network if they're right there getting, mined. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting project. I mean, I definitely want to keep an eye on it out there and see how things are going. And, of course, what would be most interesting is they said they've, had 60-something people do down payments so far? The odds that one of those 60 people are in the audience, I don't know if they're that great. But if you're out there, it would be interesting to hear from someone who is signed up for this, somebody who is, you know, you're throwing some money down for this to kind of walk us through.
It's $800 to get started.
That's a relatively low barrier.
$4,000 commitment, though.
Yeah, that's a relatively low barrier to entry as far as, like, buying a little cabin or something like that.
There's no cabins. You'd have to put something up.
They are mentioning here on their website. I mean, I'm guessing the $800
doesn't include anything. I'm sure they'll hook you up with somebody who will provide you with a tiny house.
It says here, we'll set up a cabin village with both cabins and plots of various sizes. Plots can be purchased for as little as about $4,300. So that doesn't include the cabin. But they are talking about having something like that that they will facilitate for folks.
Sure. They want people to go to the city, and they want to, you know, they have a grand plan, mm-hmm. but at the same time, the land isn't a place to live. I've had land, and I put a house on it, and there was like $150,000 difference between land and house.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, it would be interesting to talk to somebody who's going through this process and, you know, learning what their experience has been like. Because there have been, I'm not saying Liberstadt is one of these groups, but there have been some, let's say, questionable projects.
Like in Chile?
Was that one of them? I don't remember where they all were.
Yeah,
but,
Chile was one. Berwick, it was in some way associated with it, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, you got to be careful with these things. Obviously, if you don't know who you're dealing with and you're just transferring thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin to them.
Right.
Buyer beware, I guess, is what I'm saying, and how you do your due diligence about this. Presumably you'd want to, like, go there and look at the property, I would think, but I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear how somebody's handling
it. Just as a general rule, anyone who's promising you immediate anarchy utopia is lying and either delusional or committing fraud. And probably committing fraud.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
So many of these big plots of land are like, oh, we're free of government. I mean, even the FSP is like, we'll be free of government, you know, in less than 80 years because they have that weird in-your-lifetime clause that they add on.
It was supposed to be in Lloyd's lifetime, and Lloyd's dead. Yeah, sadly.
True. Right, so, you know, even that is suspect, but you're not really giving them anything for that.
That's true.
You just move here up. And, you know, you live a better life because you're here, not necessarily because they did anything.
Yeah. I don't understand how they can promise no taxes. I mean, somebody's going to be paying taxes. Presumably Norway has a property tax. I'm just guessing.
They're just talking about business transactions, the VAT and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
You're going to pay some kind of tax on the land, I would presume.
But it's going to be a corporation, right? Like, there's a company that's going to own the whole thing. Isn't that right? And then presumably they're going to be paying the tax?
I don't believe so.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you know more and you can enlighten us. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.